This time of year, going forward until about September, we'll be chasing edibles.
One thing I've found a pattern on is that after a storm, after big seas and, you know, that murky water, the fishing is absolutely turned on. And that is exactly why I'm feeling positive for this week.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome to the long weekend fishing forecast. And let me start by saying, guys, last week the sea was atrocious. But despite that challenging conditions, the anglers of KZN still managed to find the fish. Now, the good news is, this long weekend, it is an absolute peach of a weekend. We are talking clear skies, calm seas. There is going to be edible fish on the bite. And as always, our angler news reporters are going to tell you exactly where those feeding zones are. So sit back, strap in, turn up the volume, and get ready for this week's KZN fishing report. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, let me kick off the show by saying Durban is the place to be this weekend. Guys, we got the Durban Ski Boat Festival, and I've got my friend Alan to tell us an entire forecast of what you can expect for this weekend. And I'm going to leave that to the end because Durban is the place to be. That's where the fish were coming out more than any other area. Well, I mean, let's not say more than any other area, right? Because the fresh water finally woke up. The North Coast is cracking. The South Coast, well, there is some life after all that stormy conditions. In fact, you know what? Let's start off by there and round off with Durban at the end. So stick around because this is your forecast for the long weekend, and we are kicking it off with Adam, our South Coast guru, with exactly what's happened and what we can expect.
Hey, Vanesh, I hope you've had an awesome week, bud. And down on the South Coast, it has been wet and more wet. And along with all the rain, we've definitely got too much mud in the water, if you wish, just brown water as far as the eye can see. There's a beautiful color line sitting deep sea, but in terms of the rock and surf action, it's been a bit slow. We've got a lot of non-ed action from Ivan, Les, and Colby all getting themselves some shark action. We've got a couple of bream a bit north of Port Shepstone, where there's been a bit more cleaner water. Not a lot of bream though, and I would say there's been a handful of smaller cob around as well, which was very nice to see. And we've also got a beautiful kingy from Josh recently. So that's pretty much about it for the South Coast, Vanesh. I can't say too much more, as I know the guys in the boats haven't really been getting exciting fish. Your bottom fishing's been pretty slow, very small sizes, and really not much to write home about except for Mark getting himself an awesome, really crazy looking fish. And even on the freshwater side, things haven't been great. I know the rivers have opened up and some of them are producing some smaller rockies and some grunter. But again, this rain, look, it's not always pleasant sitting in it. And yes, we can wear jackets and all that. But, and yes, the old adage, fish are wet, they don't mind, Vanesh. But yes, it's definitely not been fireworks down on the coast. I do predict maybe this coming week, if the rain does stop and we start getting a bit more cleaner water, as we have said in the past, that the fish will definitely come back on the bite. But unfortunately, these last few days, guys, it has not been fireworks. There have been non-eds around, so if you want to come down and target them, you're more than likely going to catch one. But I wouldn't want to hold a candle to the wind hoping that we're going to get an edible fish down here, because yeah, it's just not happening. But otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, let's see those catches, and let's hope that this weekend produces some very good fishing.
Thank you, Adam. Now, you know why I'm feeling so confident about this report, right? Because as dismal as it was in certain parts, as in certain days, especially over this long Easter weekend with those big seas, guys, I've been doing over 300 episodes of the Angler News podcast, and one thing I've found a pattern on is that after a storm, after big seas and, you know, that murky water, the fishing is absolutely turned on, and that is exactly why I'm feeling positive for this weekend, even though Ray Thompson didn't have too much to say. In fact, let's hear what he had to say about the fishing. I'm going to jump back into my opinions straight after this.
Unfortunately, due to the bad weather that we've had up and down the coast and big seas, Keys, the fishing has been dismal. A few rockfish down Port Edward all the way through to Mamsum Toti. Small scratch fish and very little else, guys. Sorry, that's a short and sweet of it this week.
All right, so that was the past report. I'm telling you guys, trust me on this. This weekend, the fishing is going to be a lot different. The sea has calmed down. It's going to clear up. And the edible fish are here. The signs were there. We've already started seeing the shad, the cob, the rockard, right? So edible fish, like the title says, they are here. And mark my words, this weekend, we will be getting that edible fish. For some positive news after that rough report, guys, we are with Jan with what's been going on in the Midlands. And he is finally smiling.
Hey there, guys. So this time of the year is usually prime fishing time. The river's clear towards the season's impending end. Still water's cool enough down to trigger a feeding frenzy where fish fatten up for winter. And with the added bonus that it's the Easter long weekend, slap bang in the middle of all this time. This year, however, as we are well aware by now, it seems that the Midlands has already exceeded its average annual rainfall, and we are only 4 and a bit months into the year. However, on the upside of that doom and gloom, however, is that the Easter Bunny did indeed do his rounds. And for those anglers that took part in the hunt for their quote-unquote eggs, only to find their eggs came in the shape and form of fish. At last is all we can say. It finally does seem to be happening. With the improving conditions, the river anglers handed out and unfortunately found the middle sections of the Natal Fly Fisher Club River's beats on the Moy River still high and coloured. But other reports from the Bushman's River indicated that the flow was high, but dropping over the course of the weekend, and there were fish around. Weighted nymphs were doing the business in the faster water, but there were some mayflies around, and the dry fly also accounted for some fish. Happy days is all I can say. There was a mixed bag of returns from the NFFC still water anglers, some still finding that the waters were off color and overflowing, but some others finding a honey hole and reporting some solid fish in the 17 through to 21 inch range, that is from the 43 to 53 centimeter classes. Private still waters also appear to be gearing up, and there was a fish reported from the central Midlands of a rainbow of 61 centimeters or a cracking 24 inches. Water temperatures have cooled down a bit to 16 degrees centigrade, which has no doubt prompted the feeding. And good news, bass have also made a reappearance. The results from the recent Joey's Tournament Trail held at Midmar noted that while the fishing was extremely tough, bites were not in short supply, but fish big enough to weigh in were reported to be a test of anglers' patience. But then again, what fishing isn't? The biggest fish came in at 1.8 kilos or so. The next Joey's event is scheduled for Albert Falls on the 3rd of May. And Albert's hasn't been fishing well for a while yet, but anglers are currently pre-fishing and testing the water, and reports are filtering through that there are plenty of bait fish and some good fish around. So fingers crossed, guys, for that event. Carp have also showed up for Easter with some good fish coming out of Midmar. There was a report of a fish over the 4 kilo mark. The fishing at Sterkfontein Dam for yellows has slowed down after a great season, but there are still some fish to be had. Totally weather dependent, of course. Have a good hot day with clear skies and you catch fish. So weather watching and timing is all important as you are still looking for that gold bar as the season closes out. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korobel reporting for the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. What a good report, guys. Now, this is the beauty of KZN, right? When that sea is rough the way it was over that long Easter weekend, you can always count on the fresh water. We've got such amazing dams in KZN with such a variety of species. Whether you're after the bass, the barbel, the carp, the trout, they are all there. And as Jan said, the fish are there right now. So take full advantage. All right, so let's jump into the North Coast report before we round it off in Durban, because like I said, that's the place to be. So in the North Coast, the conditions were pretty challenging. Now, despite those challenging conditions, the sea was as big as it was throughout the rest of the coastline and pretty much looking like a washing machine. The anglers that did persevere were rewarded with shad and cob. Now, those were the two main species that were coming out. However, the highlight of the North Coast has certainly been on the offshore side, and that's where the guys were getting tuna and kuta, some pretty big kuta at that, right? So now also on the North Coast, we've had the Amlalazi kuta competition, where my friend Albert has sent me a pretty cool report. In fact, there are some pretty awesome images out there. You'll find those on my socials. But in a nutshell, the report from the competition was that it was a really successful event. The winning fish was 22.4 kilos, caught by Mark Kirtland of the boat Boat Unleashed. So huge shout out to him, but bigger shout out to the Amlalazi Ski Boat Competition, because they put together such a fantastic event that they are now going to be hosting the national and international competitions out of their club as well. So woohoo, huge shout out to them. Now let's jump into Durban, where this is the place to be. This is the hotspot for the weekend. This is going to be the event of the weekend happening out over here, Durban Ski Boat Festival. My friend Alan is going to tell us all about that straight after Mike V and Brad Krubler with this week's Durban Fishing Report.
How's it, guys? Before the sea went pear-shaped, yep, there was some nuzzbutt. From grey sharks to some shad showing up to a couple stumpies, grunters. But most guys this time of year going forward until about September will be chasing the edibles. So yeah, bronze bream, some nice blacktails, some stumpies, grunters, all that sort of thing. But the guys did do a bit of traveling to find their fish down the south coast and up the north coast, but they did get some lovely fish. On our local beaches, there's a couple grey sharks here and there, quite a few of those small sandies, those 3 to 8, 9 kilo size ones, one or two smaller diamonds, things like that, but nothing out of the extraordinary. Then the sea went bad from Friday evening till today when I'm doing this voice note, the sea's giant. So yeah, hopefully it'll settle down for us the next few days so we can have a nice weekend fishing for us ahead. Oaks on the paddle skis and ski boats that did get out and did go do some fishing. Got a good couple of snook around, some kuta, one or two yellowfin I heard of came out. Oaks fishing on the bottom, a couple of hillback in the very deep with a dogger or two I heard. But otherwise, just your normal bottoms, your rock hard slingers, all those sort of things. Durban Bay was the place to be on the weekend. The guys that did put the time in got some lovely grunters, a couple of those half cob up to about 3-4 kilos, couple good size snappers, and there were some lovely GTs in the mix up to about 5 kilos. No extraordinary giants, but some very good. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the ski boat report for the last week of the Durban area. Guys, yeah, bottom fishing, there's been plenty of slingers, soldiers, and some rock hards, plenty half cob, and yeah, some hillbacks starting to show their face. On the game fishing side, we have kuta, snook, plenty of bonnies out in the deep. Generally, fishing is improving. Yeah, but guys, yeah, the fishing, winter fish are starting to show their faces. Yeah, biggest problem we have out there is the tax man at the moment. He's also showing his face and is eating a lot of our good quality fish. So guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, and speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Looking absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear from Alan with the event of the weekend.
Morning, Vinesh. Just thought I'd update you on the Durban Ski Boat Festival happening this weekend. The weather is playing ball with us. We got a good day on Saturday, a good day on Sunday, a little bit of rain on Friday, but that's not a problem. It's the registration. The show starts basically at 7 a.m. where we have the opening and the lucky draws. Entry-wise, we are at about 230 boats and just over the 650-odd anglers, all there to win that super-duper 565 Sea Cat with the two Yamaha 100s on the back of it, valued about 950,000 rand. Phenomenal prizes, 1.5 million rands worth of prizes available. Absolute crack of a show. For those who don't fish and like to see some excitement, pop down. We start launching all the boats with the CMH vehicles from about 4 a.m. Excitement all the way through. And then the weigh-in, the scales close on Saturday at 3 o'clock and at 2 o'clock on the Sunday, and loads and loads of excitement and happenings this weekend at the Durban Ski Boat Club.
Oh, I can't wait. It sounds so exciting. Guys, if you haven't experienced the Durban Ski Boat Festival, whether you're fishing or not, it is such an absolute vibe, right? I mean, even if you just want to come out there and see the amount of kuta these guys bring in, the music is going, the food is there, the entire club is alive. No matter what sort of fishing you're into, no matter what sort of angler you are, this is something you have to experience. So Durban Ski Boat Club this weekend. I will be there the entire weekend. It is the event of the year for me. I absolutely love it. I love the vibe. I love the atmosphere. I can't wait. And from what Alan just said, it's going to be a truly epic event. So please come down there. If you see me, say hi. Let's take a selfie. Let's do a video. Come on. It's going to be awesome. All right. So guys, that's it. That's for this weekend. It's a long weekend. The weather is looking absolutely amazing. It doesn't matter where you are fishing. I know you're going to get fish. I am 100% certain of that. So until next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.